Okay, we unfortunately are approaching yet again another Tisha B'Av, so it is probably responsible to go over some of the halachos, and in that discussion, I want to discuss something that is not as popular in America. It is much more popular in Eretz Yisrael, but you can find it in some stores, and that is a type of medicine that, not a medicine, but a pill that people will take, or a syrup that people will take, that is called Kalitzon, which means light, fast, and you can buy a pack of it. And this is especially the case in Eretz Yisrael. And it is essentially a product that is made in order to alleviate the hunger pains of fasting. And you take a pill. The way it works is you take a pill in the morning before the fast, and you take another one right before the fast, in your last thing before the fast. And the Kalitzon comes in tablet form. If you look on the shelves, the green is the one for regular, blue is for nursing mother, pink is for the woman who's pregnant, all different types of formulas for however it works, or it's a syrup, and the ingredients are all natural, and the product is under the hashkacha of the Badati, the Charedis, and it's a pop object. It's something you can find pretty much in any pharmacy in Eretz Yisrael.
What is it, a food? What's intended to do?
Good. So in this compound, there is a certain type of plant. There's a certain type of plant from an enzyme which inhibits the release of the food and the fluids from the body over a long time. With the as your body releases what it consumes, whether it means going to the bathroom or it secretes the different food parts of the food that you eat, it essentially slows it down. So your body digests much slower over the course of time, and it retains the fluids inside the body slower and doesn't release them over the course of time. And at the end of the fast, essentially what happens is when you eat new food, so the foods that were eaten on the evening before the fast are secreted. It kind of like holds inside the body, and when you eat new food, that will essentially push everything out. And we actually have such an idea. This is not so far into the Gemara. There's actually have this idea in the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Mem Test. The Gemara Nedarim says that there was a type of fig called a belospain, and they were brought before Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda ate them, and Rabbi Shimon didn't eat them. And Rabbi Yehuda said to him, "How come you're not eating these special types of figs?" And Rabbi Shimon said, "Because they don't leave the intestines. They stay in the body, and they fill you up, and they remain undigested." And Rabbi Yehuda said to him, "Even more so, eat them now, and you don't have to eat for the rest of the day. A new diet, or whatever it may work." So we see already in the days of the Gemara, there were such products, there were certain types of foods that would essentially stay in the body, would not be digested, and would make the person feel full over a course of time. Now, in a year like this, where Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos, and we eat our Suda HaMafsekes as Shal Shudas, it can be a full Suda, without question. We don't have the eggs, we don't have the ashes. You eat a regular full Suda. You could have meat if you want to. It could have Suda Shlomo HaMelech, as the Shulchan Aruch says. You could have a full meal by the Suda Mafsekas. And the question is whether a person can take Kalitzon, this type of medicine, or this, I don't want to call it a medicine, because that's kind of giving away the discussion, but can you take this product on Shabbos in order to alleviate the pain that comes with fasting on Tisha B'Av? And there are a number of issues. Is this an issue of taking medicine on Shabbos? Is it considered preparing for Shabbos to the weekday? And can you also mix this into regular foods and eat it in that type of fashion? These are the types of issues that are discussed. Let's discuss the issue of taking medicine on Shabbos. A quick overview. That's not our main topic, but you can't discuss this issue unless you understand the sugya. So the Gemara in Shabbos Koftes says that Chazal forbade us from taking medicine on Shabbos. Gzeira Shichaka Samanim, that we may come to ground up the product in order preparing the medicine, and this is cited the halacha. It is not debated in any form. There are certain leniencies nowadays. We'll discuss that because we do not usually have pharmacies in the comfort of our own home. We'll put that to the side for now. But nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Shin Chav Ches 328 in Sif Lamed Zayin that food and drink that a healthy person usually consumes can be eaten on Shabbos, even though taken for refuah. Right? You have a cold and you want to drink orange juice because you think the vitamin C is going to help. It's a refuah, it's helping me feel better taking that orange juice. Can I take it on Shabbos? Yes, because healthy people drink orange juice and have chicken soup, and it's a normal thing to eat. It would not be us to do such a thing on Shabbos. However, if a healthy person wouldn't consume this food, then the person who's ill cannot consume this food. Certainly, if the person, this goes without saying, if the person is so ill they would have to go lie down, then you can take any medicine on Shabbos. That's the assumption. If you were so ill you'd have to go lie down, you can take any medicine, any Tylenol, whatever the case may be. But that's not our discussion for right now. Comes the Beis Yosef in that siman, and the Shulchan Aruch there in Siv Lamed Zayin, he says that the Isser of taking medicine on Shabbos is only for the person who doesn't feel well, but doesn't have to lie down because of the illness. However, if the person is perfectly healthy, you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. If you are perfectly fine, and you think that it would be fun to go take Tylenol, or to go take cough syrup, obviously that would not be so healthy, but if you wanted to take medicine, and you're perfectly healthy, there's no problem. The whole gezeira is for an unhealthy person to take medicine on Shabbos. It's not for a healthy person to take. And this is the sheet of the Beis Yosef. That will be very important for our discussion. Because if you are inherently healthy, nevertheless you're taking some form of medication, then that would be fine.
So once healthy, if somebody can walk a few miles. I mean,
yeah,
if
it's not
considered healthy. If you have to take medication for some reason, that's not considered healthy.
Correct.
Okay.
So comes the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim. They argue that even a healthy person cannot take medicine on Shabbos. And this is Saiva Halacha by the Mishnah Berurah, who says that a healthy person cannot take medicine on Shabbos if it is done, and this is the expression, lechazek mezgo, in order to strengthen the way he's feeling, his general well-being. In order to give him a sense of chizik. He's fine, he's not ill, but he wants to be mechazek, he wants to strengthen how he's feeling. So says the Mishnah Berurah based on the Magen Avraham, that you cannot do on Shabbos. Now that definition of what that means is going to be important for us. So we'll, again, push that to the side. Rav Shabtai Ventura in the Sefer Nahar Shalom on the Shulchan Aruch says, he thinks there's really no machlokas. They all agree that you can't take medicine, even a healthy person can't take medicine on Shabbos. But let's not go with that path. Let's assume for a moment there's a machlokas. So, in recent decades, people have begun taking daily vitamins, things like that, in order to maintain a certain level of health with certain types of vitamins and minerals. And the poskim debate whether you can take a daily vitamin on Shabbos. And the machlokas would be a nafkamina for taking kalei tzom, meaning if I allow you to take a daily vitamin, then maybe we can take this type of pill before the fast. So let's discuss the machlokas regarding taking a regular, plain old daily vitamin on Shabbos. Comes from Moshe Feinstein, Negros Motion, or Rechaim Chela Gimelson, Mendalad, and or Shlomo Miller, who's the Rav in Toronto, in the Sefer Shabbos Shlomo. So he explains that if you say that vitamins are medicine, that nevertheless a healthy person who takes vitamins is not strengthening a weak bazi. That's not being mechazek mezgo. That's what the Magen Avraham is complaining about. I'm feeling a little bit weak. I'm not sick, but I just want to give myself a bit of a push. When you take a vitamin, you're not taking it to feel better. Why do you take a vitamin? To maintain your health, to maintain the status quo of how you're feeling. That's why you take vitamins. It's not a refuah. It's preventative measure to make sure you don't become ill later on. So says Rav Moshe, based on this reasoning, you should be allowed to take kalei tzom. Not Rav Moshe, but based on Rav Moshe's reasoning, you should be able to take this on Shabbos because it doesn't help the body feel better when you take these things on Shabbos when preparing for the fast. It does no such thing regarding that. Rather, make sure the body won't feel weak later on during the fast. Right now, I'm fine. I'm taking this now to make sure I don't feel weaker later on after Shabbos. The Magen Avraham didn't want a healthy person being lechazek mezgo on Shabbos when a person who is weak to feel better. But the kalei tzom are not lechazekes es hachalash. It's not in order to strengthen a person who's weak, says Rav Moshe. It's to maintain the healthy person that doesn't get hungry later on. So that's the approach of the Mekilim cited by Rav Moshe. In addition, Rav Pesach Leo Falk, who is the Rav in Gateshead. So he has an article in the Kovetz Kol Torah. Kol Torah is the Torah original put out by Gateshead. So in volume Samachal 61, he adds that since they are meant to prevent a person from becoming hungry or thirsty, it's similar to a different hetzer. What's that? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Chav Zayin, in Sif Chav Zayin, in the same Siman, that you're allowed to put a bandage on a wound that has already healed in order to protect the wound from becoming infected. The wound is fine. The cut has been healed up. Everything is fine. But it is perhaps a little bit exposed. You're not ill anymore. It's not infected. I just don't want it to become bad later on. So can I put something on it to make sure it doesn't become infected? So the Shulchan Aruch says no problem at all. It's not actually helping it heal. It's just making sure it doesn't get worse. In addition, That's argument number one, on simply maintaining the status quo. The other argument, he says, is that thirst and hunger are natural feelings that we experience. Being thirsty or hungry is not an illness. It's just what the body does. If someone comes into the house and says, I'm starving, I need to have a sandwich, nobody says, ah, I hope you feel better. It's just the natural feelings the body has. So says Rabbi Falk, the same thing over here. If I'm taking this type of pill to make sure I don't become thirsty or hungry, it's not refuah, it's just balancing what the body naturally does. Getting a cold is being sick. Being hungry is not an illness, as we would hope. And therefore, he says as well, another reason to be lenient, also the Ber Moshe, the Deber Tzina Rav, the Or Letzion, Rav Adya Yosef, in the Halicha Solom. The Halicha Solom is the Perish on the Ben Yishai, Mechelik Dalid, the Tzitzel Yezer, Mechelik Yadalid. All right, that according to Magen Avraham, you're allowed to take vitamins and Kaled Soma on Shabbos, because it's not medicine. It's Meichel Briyam, it's healthy food. Healthy people take Kaled Soma and vitamins. And he says that people who take these items are never classified as cholim. The Ber Moshe makes the following point. Now, he wrote this a number of decades ago. I assume it's even more nowadays. He says, in his day, a third of Americans took daily vitamins. So he says, you're going to tell me that a third of Americans are sick because they take a vitamin every day? It can't be. He says, it's something that so many people do, it must be okay. And therefore, he finds that it's not going to be a problem. It's not a medicine. And there's no issue with taking vitamins or supplements or things like that. In addition, adding on to the leniencies, the entire issue of taking vitamins is only if you follow the Magen Avraham, that it's usher for a healthy person to take medicine. But what if you follow the Beis Yosef? We did cite in the Shavura, but Rav Adya Yosef writes, and the Yalkut Yosef, the children write, the Halacha follows the Beis Yosef. So certainly for Svardim, who are going to follow the Beis Yosef over the Magen Avraham, and this is the case the Magen Avraham is dealing with the Darabanan, and a Darabanan we should be Mekel, and Rav Adya Yosef writes in the Chazon Avadja, he wants to be Mitzar for another leniency that we didn't want to talk about before, but he said the reality is, we don't make our own medicines nowadays. And therefore, let's just add another kula onto the discussion. We don't make our medicines nowadays. We're not really concerned if you take a Tylenol or an aspirin, you're going to go and start grinding, you know, medicine in your kitchen all of a sudden. And therefore, he says, on its own, we would never say that. But here, we have so many leniencies already, we'll throw that one in as well. And therefore, he said, all these posts can say, no issue regarding taking a medicine, the issue of refuah on Shabbos, to take Kaled Tzom. The Chuas Hanagos for Shurmach Reis and Chelik Dal and Chelik Hay, as we will see, that there are posts who are machmer to not take vitamins on Shabbos, but those who are lenient have what to rely on since healthy people do take vitamins. He combines this with the head of the Derech HaChaim, who says that the gzeira against taking medicine doesn't apply when the medicine has to be cooked. The Derech HaChaim, the Baal Nesivos, has a chiddush that there's no chumra in taking medicine if the medicine has to be cooked, has to undergo bishul. Why? Because nobody would ever cook on Shabbos. Grinding, I hear people may make a mistake. But cooking on Shabbos, we know well, we are well aware not to cook. So therefore, Derech HaChaim says, if any type of medicine needs to be cooked in order to make that medicine, then the gzeira doesn't apply and you can have that medicine.
That's almost all medicine, because most medicine, the API, they
correct.
Here,
so in the days of the Derech HaChaim, there might have been different types of things. But nowadays, says Rav Shurmbach, certainly vitamins, all these things are going to be cooked in some sort of processing. So he says, if we want to add another kula to it, even according to the Machmirim, and he says, these types of things require tremendous effort and knowledge. Nobody goes in line and says, how can I make multivitamins at homes, and starts making it in their lab, in their kitchen. I assume most people don't do it. And for all these reasons, that it's such a far-fetched idea, someone's going to take a vitamin, therefore they can be consumed without a problem. Rav Shurmbach says you should have vitamins with the shinui, in order to cover the machmirim, like mix it into some type of food. But most people don't say that. Now, who are the machmirim? Who does not allow the taking of a multivitamin on Shabbos? That is Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Perek Lamed Daled, Rav Yoshev, in Amir Rasson, and Nissen Karel, all say that it's usher to take a vitamin on Shabbos, because it's medicine. The halacha should be like the Magen Avraham and the Mishabruah, that it's usher for a healthy person to take medicine on Shabbos. That's Lechazik Mezgo, in order to strengthen his condition, how he's feeling, and only the Beis Yosef would allow a healthy person to take a vitamin on Shabbos. And according to this approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashar and Rav Karelitz, you may not take Kaled Tzom on Shabbos. That would be Asr. Now, can, even according to the Machmirim, can we come up with a way that you can take Kaled Tzom on Shabbos? Is there a way that even the Machmirim, those who are strict to not take these things, would allow you to take these types of things on Shabbos? There are three possible ways. The first is that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo that if a person who would become bedridden due to fasting, then you are allowed, if you're a type of person who would become bedridden due to fasting, then you could take challah tzom on Shabbos. And
what? If it's, I'm assuming, forget it. Okay, well, we don't have Yom Kippur Sunday, but yeah. If you're talking every our fast days are Rabban, so why can you violate your Rabban to protect your Rabban?
Good. So he says that a person who would have to lie down is allowed to take preventive medicine to prevent him from being in a situation where you would have to lie down. For example, if let's say you get migraines, and you have, as many people who get migraines have signs. They can tell beforehand, even before the migraine hits, they know the migraine is coming. So can you go and take, you know, a Percocet, some type of high type, very high strength medicine in order to put it on, so you don't have to go lie down later? Of course. So if you know that if I do A, later on I'm going to have to go into bed on Shabbos, I can take a medicine beforehand. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman here as well. If I know that after the fast I'm going to be bedridden because the pain of the fasting is going to put me in such a situation, I'm going to have to go lie down, even though it's not going to be Shabbos anymore, I'm allowed to take a medicine now on Shabbos in order to prevent that from later on. This is clear from the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Parachav Beis, and therefore this would be one heter. The person who would have to go lie down after the fast is allowed to take the medicines on Shabbos.
Can you discuss Hachana?
What? We'll get to Hachana in a second. Second issue. Okay. The second thing, the second kula, is children. Rav Nissen Karelov says that children who are fasting would be allowed to take this on Shabbos. We would not be machmir for them in order to take a supplement to sustain their health. The third is Rav Elyashiv. Rav Elyashiv in the Sefer Shvat Yitzchak, and also Rav Saraya Dablitsky, who passed away this week, who was one of the Gedolim of Bnei Brak, who was one of the great teachers of Minhagim of the Gra, and a great Mokubal, who was well known in Eretz Yisrael, who passed away this week. So he wrote many different Sfarim on interesting topics. So he has a whole Sefer called Dinei Tisha B'Av, Shechal B'Yom Aleph. All the Lachs of Tisha B'Av when it falls on Sunday. So he says this as well, and Rav Nissen Karelitz and the Chutshani all suggest taking the Kalei Tzom and mixing it into regular food before Shabbos, so it wouldn't be noticeable. Take the pill, take this dissolving packet, mix it into applesauce or whatever it is, sprinkle it into the kugel or the chalent, and before Shabbos, and in such a fashion you can take it on Shabbos. Therefore, it becomes ma'achal briyim. It becomes healthy food. Because when I look at it, it looks like a normal food. It's chalent, it's applesauce, it's soup, whatever it is. If I mix it in before Shabbos, that would be
maybe,
fine.
Maybe it's going to be good for any medicine in Shabbos.
This will be, alleviate the issue of hachana that we'll discuss momentarily. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in the Shulchan Shlomo that the supplement has to be broken up. You can't simply drop the pill into the chalent. You have to break it up that it's not noticeable. If it's noticeable, then it's not ma'achal briyim anymore. It's not a healthy person food. It has to be broken up into the food. Now, Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe in Orachayim Chelek Basim and Peivav doesn't allow the mixing of medicine into food on Shabbos, but it's not relevant because Rav Moshe allows taking vitamins. So it's not an issue over here. Rav Moshe still wouldn't have an issue here. Rav Vosner in the Kovetz Mi Beis Leiv in the Chelek Yud Gimel and other poskim, and also Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Sashim and Chelek Beis, so they all note that Mikra Din, you could also mix it on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be before Shabbos, but it's proper to be machmir to do before Shabbos. And there's no issue of tochein. What about, let's say I take the pill and I grind it up. There's no issue of grinding on Shabbos. Why? Because there's ein tochein achar tochein. Once something is being ground on Shabbos, you're allowed to ground it again, right? Let's say you want to take Oreos and you want to bash them up and, you know, mix them into something. That's fine because the Oreos are already ground up in its previous existence. Okay. That's the issue of taking the medication. So we see according to most poskim, you can take the Kalei Tzom on Shabbos without an issue. It's no different than a vitamin. Even according to the Machmirim, there are ways to get around it, dissolving it into food before Shabbos. That would be the best way to deal with that issue. Now, what about the issue of Hachana, preparing on Shabbos or after Shabbos? This seems to be a great example of Hachana. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Ches understand you cannot prepare for Chol, the weekday, on Shabbos. There is a din. This is a din d'Rabbanan. The Ravid writes in Hilchos Shabbos and Parachav Gimel, this is an Isra Hachana because it's not proper to engage in any type of activity. It's a zilzul of Shabbos. It's a tircha on Shabbos to go do A to prepare for something that's going to be after Shabbos. Comes the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Reish Samech Vav, and we discussed this many years ago when we discussed sleeping on Shabbos to stay up for Shavuos. So this is all based on the Sefer Hasidim, who said that you can't say, I'm going to sleep on Shabbos in order to be able to do Malacha on Moshe Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. You can't say, I'm going to take a nap because we're driving cross country Moshe Shabbos, and I want to be able to sleep Moshe Shabbos, so I'm going to take a nap now. That's not allowed. It's usher to say that tomorrow you're going to do a certain Malacha, to plan on doing that Malacha. And this idea of not preparing from Shabbos to Yom Tov or vice versa, with dibor, with speech, is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and Tavta Zion. And the Sefer Hasidim is brought lahalacha in the Magen Avraham and the Mishabura. And therefore, certainly it would be usher to tell someone that I'm going to take my Kaleid Tzom right now to go prepare for the fast. That's what you can't do. You can't talk about going to do that malacha do together.
Also not allowed to talk about the seuda that you're doing before
the Shabbos. That's on.
In Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
The seuda.
Yeah.
You're doing special seuda. It's not the regular seuda.
Correct. So the rule is in all of these cases, whether it's the, you know, staying up for Shavuos, all the different things. You can do it. You just can't explain why you're going to do it. Okay. If you have, there's a misconception. You are allowed to talk about things. You're allowed to talk about things you're going to do after Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. The only issue is when you combine the action with it. For example, you're not allowed to go walk to the movie theater on Shabbos to be ready to go, you know, pay the ticket on Shabbos. Because that's doing an action. That's a maisa on Shabbos to do something after Shabbos. But you're allowed to talk about technically going to the movies because it's just dibur. When you combine the speech with the action, that becomes a problem. So in the case of taking the nap, if I go to take the nap to stay up for Shavuos night, that's fine. But when I combine my, when I define my action with my speech, then it becomes a problem. So comes Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher here in the Chelek Beis, and he allows the taking of Kaleid Tzom on Shabbos in preparation for the fast. And he gives a number of reasons why. He says the Isser Hachana, the Isser of preparing, is only Bekum Va'aseh. It's only Asser to go and prepare something in an action. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, that you're going to go to sleep to have strength to work on Motzei Shabbos. Or when you're walking towards the Tchum Shabbos, to be prepared to walk outside the Tchum once Shabbos is over. However, there's no Isser Hachana to prepare and do nothing. I can't prepare to not eat. You're not eating. It's a negative. If I take the Kaleid Tzom on Shabbos, what am I preparing to do? Nothing. Not eating is not a thing. It's a negative of something. And therefore he says, to go take that pill, I'm preparing to do nothing, which is not eating, and therefore it's not an Isra Hachana. That's reason number one. The second thing, and this the Orach HaShabbos writes this as well in the Chelek Beis, that the Isra Hachana is only an issue if it's clear from your actions that you're preparing. However, if you take Kaleid Tzom, it doesn't necessarily indicate that you're preparing for anything specific. Now, Lefinei Asdaiti, in my humble opinion, it's not so clear, because if you look on the package of the Kaleid Tzom, it says this item only has one use, and that is to prepare for fast days. No other human being in the world would ever want to take that. It serves zero purpose, except for fasting. So if a person pops open a pack of Kaleid Tzom and, you know, takes it back with a drink of water, what else could you be preparing for? I'm not sure. So that reasoning is unclear, because Kaleid Tzom does only one thing. If a person's going to take a nap, it could be for a lot of reasons. But if I pop this vitamin, this medication, this supplement in my mouth, it can only be for one thing. So I'm not sure what the other thing you might have been misconceived to be doing. What?
I'm making you taking a hike of hot water and you want that to last.
I hear. I don't know. Maybe if it could
I mean,
be.
I heard the product, but
I hear. I'm not sure.
If it can be no overuse, but even if it's a minority use, maybe
I hear.
It could change.
It's certainly possible. Okay. The Orach HaShabbos continues and says that there's no Isser Hachana since the Kaleid Tzom starts to work on Shabbos. How can it be Hachana for after Shabbos if it's already doing its job? Now, it's already holding on to the secretions of the body. And the Tshuvas Kol Menachem of the Kol Varebi and Siman Reish Tzadi also notes that supplements help the person at that moment. When he takes them, right now it already starts to kick in. It's already holding back on the digestive system. However, that rationale only works, what? If I take it some time before the fast. If I take my first Kaleid Tzom 5 minutes before the fast, that's not going to be a good argument. If you were to take it right before the fast, the effects wouldn't occur right away. Rav Shlomo Miller, in that same piece in the Shabbos Shlomo, adds that if you take, and there's nothing indicating from your actions that it's being done for right now, or after the fast. I'm just taking it as it is, and therefore doesn't necessarily indicate if my purpose is now or later. It would seem, based on the above poskim, that one can take Kali Tzom on Shabbos before a fast. However, it should be noted that Rav Yashiv is cited in the Man Nayantif saying that it's usher to take them on Shabbos, but certainly he's in the minority. Rav Soya Dablitsky argues that there's no benefit on Shabbos. The entire purpose is for Moshe Shabbos as well. So there are two poskim who are machmer, but the minhag is certainly to take it. Rav Asher Weiss says there's no problem taking it on all fronts and won't be allowed to take such a product. Now, if you don't have Kali Tzom, and they don't sell in your local pharmacy, there's one other thing that we do, and that is to eat a lot more food on Shabbos in preparing for the fast. Are you allowed to go an hour before the fast, you know, take a cup of water and start drinking 4 or 5 cups of water, which you would not normally do by regular Shal Shabbos? Is that, would that be okay? So the Kaner Bosem and Chelik Beis and the Shmir Shabbos Kilcha and Perachav Ches and the Sefer Tishah of Shechal B'Yom Rishon and the Mech Zayah, Rafalk and Chelik Aleph, the Orach HaShabbos and Perachav Beis, the Artsol book on the 3 weeks, all of these farms say that there's no issue eating or drinking more on Shabbos in preparation for the fast. But what can you not do? You cannot say, I'm going to eat more now in preparation for the fast. You can't say, oh, I'm going to have this whole watermelon right now because it's a fast day tomorrow. Just go and eat the watermelon. Keep it to yourself. You don't have to talk about it. Nobody wants to hear it anybody, just like nobody wants to hear about your diet or whatever you ate for lunch, so this would be no different anyway. Keep it to yourself, go eat more, and don't talk about it, and that's the best way to deal with these types of issues. So, we see that even if we don't have Kali Tzom, it touches upon a number of different areas in halacha of Shabbos and the fast itself, and certainly is an interesting discussion. Okay.